Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. California Highway Patrol officers responded to a two-vehicle collision on Elk Creek Road in southern Humboldt County on Monday evening. The driver of a Toyota truck, Farron Wayne Bolt of Myers Flat, allowed his vehicle to drift into the opposing lane and smashed head-on into a Chevy van. The collision closed both lanes of Elk Creek Road for more than an hour, and both Bolt and the other driver sustained injuries that required treatment. Bolt was arrested by CHP officers on suspicion of driving under the influence, and the CHP Garberville office is investigating the incident. A Trinity County Sheriff's deputy and a California Fish and Game warden conducted a traffic stop in Hay Fork on Sunday, a car occupied by two Eureka residents. The officers detected the strong smell of marijuana, and a search of the vehicle turned up 33 pounds of processed and packaged weed worth about $60,000 on the street. The officers arrested 44-year-old Seng Vang and passenger 41-year-old Tran Hur, and both were booked into Trinity County Jail on possession for sale, and transportation charges with a bail set at $30,000. The Eureka Police Department, along with Arcata Police, have taken advantage of the digital age with the installment of cameras mounted on patrol cars, cameras specifically calibrated to scan license plates. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpram explains.
We have what's called a license plate reader, and we have two cars with the cameras mounted on them on the sides and also pointing to the back. And they each car has a capability of reading every license plate that comes within view.
The technology allows a patrol officer to continue the patrol unless the camera system alerts to a license plate for one of several reasons, a wanted felon perhaps, or a car that is associated with an Amber Alert, or if a vehicle has been stolen. Over the weekend, Eureka Police recovered three stolen vehicles thanks to the camera system.
Well, actually, we had three hits on stolen vehicles. Two of them were abandoned. The unit drove by and it flagged it, and the officer goes back and there's this car sitting there abandoned that had been stolen, reported stolen. One of our female officers was driving on the street and up comes a little warning. The car she's just passed is a stolen car. So she goes around, radios other units, and they track the car down and they catch the car and the suspect.
The system can also transfer data between departments, and Arcata Police and Eureka Police collaborated with information gathered from the cameras to identify and then track down a vehicle used in a residential burglary in Arcata last week. And the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the coastal region. This afternoon and tonight, a strong cold front will bring gusty winds and rain to the area, and the rain will continue through Wednesday. Small hail and isolated thunderstorms are also possible, so plan ahead if you have to drive and check road conditions before you set out. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Bill Panos has a full plate as he settles into his new job at City Hall. One of the priority issues facing Panos is the hiring of a new police chief and a search that has gone nationwide.
We've come to a determination that we want to do a national recruitment for a new police chief. And so that's what we're going to be doing. And we're going to be hiring a national recruiter, someone that's familiar with our area that has had a track record here. And we'll be doing that immediately. And it'll take about 4 months.
Panos went on to say,
our recruitment here is really looking to do a couple of things. One, to enhance the candidate pool so that we, you know, the community deserves the best police force that we can possibly give it. And the officers deserve to have, and the police department, the best leader that we can possibly find.
Panos then pointed out that the goal is a new hire by this summer.
Between now and the end of June, we'll be going through a process. Some more details will be coming out over the next couple of weeks. And by July 1, we hope to have a new police chief in place. And Merle can retire as he intended to do before.
Merle Harpham was hired as chief last year after serving yet another term with the interim label and has served with the Eureka Police Department for more than 50 years. And that's the news on this rainy Tuesday. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.